In Sudan, reporter Heba Ali has been sampling Sudanese reaction to the move to seek President al-Bashir's arrest. She sent us this report from Sudan's capital, Khartoum.
Throngs of Sudanese gathered yesterday at a government-organized protest against the International Criminal Court. They screamed, "With our souls, with our blood, we die for Bashir." Today's request by the prosecutor that al-Bashir be arrested did little to change those sentiments. Fruit vendor Ibrahim Bashir reads his newspaper in front of his stand here in Omdurman across the Nile from Khartoum. He says President al-Bashir is not to blame.
No, the government is not mistaken in Darfur and made any mistake. Okay, it's actually the rebel groups who are pushed by other sides, foreign sides.
Mohammed Musa sells juice at a nearby shop. He says the arrest of the Sudanese president would have terrible consequences.
It will be a big blow to the state, okay, and to the people. Okay, because he's the head of the state, and if he gets arrested, it would be outrageous.
But Darfurians here in Khartoum have a different reaction. Kazem fled West Darfur a few years ago after his village was burned, and many civilians, including members of his own family, were killed.
I saw it with my own eyes, even my family.
Kazem says the Sudanese government is responsible for what's happening in Darfur. He applauds the decision to seek a warrant for al-Bashir's arrest.
It would definitely make a difference. This decision was met with great relief among our people.
Whether or not al-Bashir is arrested, troubles seem likely to continue in Darfur. The United Nations says 180,000 people have fled their homes in the past 6 months alone. The conflict shows no signs of abating. For The World, I'm Heba Ali in Khartoum, Sudan.